sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a winter day in interior Alaska, a hike along a frozen slough reveals a patch of open water. Just below the surface, a school of small fish is milling about. They're blackfish, a hardy 7-inch long fish found only in Alaska and Siberia. They have gills, but they can also absorb oxygen by gulping mouthfuls of air. These blackfish in this oxygen-depleted slough are not just gulping air. They are keeping this patch of water ice-free with their activity. In summer, blackfish can be found in tundra pools and seasonal ponds in interior and western Alaska, ponds that sometimes go dry. When seasonal pools dry up, blackfish survive by wiggling down into the smelly bottom mud, keeping moist and breathing air until the next rain fills the pond. Blackfish are a holdover from the Ice Age. Beringia was a great expanse of open land that stretched from interior Alaska to Siberia and included land that is now under the Bering Sea. Sea levels were about 300 feet lower, and the shallow Bering Sea was dry land. Giant short-faced bears, mammoths, and mastodons roamed this landscape, and Alaska blackfish shared the freshwater with northern pike and Arctic grayling. The range of blackfish is entirely Beringian. In fact, these little freshwater fish are found on three islands in the Bering Sea: St. Lawrence, St. Matthew, and Nunavak, islands that were once low hills rising above the dry, wind-swept Beringian plain. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.